Yo, yo, what's going on, guys? DJ Jekyll Jive. Today's date is Tuesday, April 3rd, 2018. I had a really good weekend. I've been having some trouble been publishing the last few daily podcasts, but they will be up here on Anchor, both on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, and on SoundCloud and MixCloud. So check back to see this what went down this weekend in the daily podcasts. But everything's good, guys. I really wanted to touch base today on something that is just so important right now in live entertainment that we just see popping up right now, and you know how cool it really is to see the evolvement of the importance of, you know, lighting design and really creative stage production when it comes to, you know, live entertainment and music events. I had the pleasure of going to the Matt Project's Matt Black show over this weekend on Saturday at Avant Gardner, and it was a really good time. They did a really good job with the event. The music was really good. They had two stages going, which is really unique for the venue. I really liked the way that they did that. And the thing that really, really stood out was the lighting design, man. I gotta say, the production team behind the event is KM Productions out of New York City. They do a lot of great events. And I was just absolutely blown away by the awesome work that they did. And really their angle on lighting design and creative stage production and really just taking the event to another level. I was just so impressed. So shout out to KM Productions. The team just absolutely killed it. I was a huge fan in the Great Hall at Avant Gardner. They had this trussing system with all these moving heads lined up in this grid that was rigged into the ceiling, you know, on the trussing system. And there was just so many different ways that they were able to program and to route these lights that were just unbelievable. It was so beautiful. It really was the highlight of the event, I gotta say. I took a lot of pictures. I took some video. I've been uploading the video on my YouTube channel, Jekyll Jive. You can check it out there. I have a short clip from the night from Dixon's set. Yo, shout out to Dixon. He did a really good job closing out the place. There was vibes the whole night. I really, really enjoyed the music. But you can also check out my Twitter, at Jekyll Jive. I have some pictures and some video up on there as well that really kind of highlights some of the really just top-end moments that that they pulled it off, man. Let me tell you, Matt Black did a really good job working with these guys and, you know, and working with the team at Avant Gardner to produce the event. And it was just an all-over, just smashing event. But yeah, I really, you know, just wanted to touch base on, you know, how much appreciation and how much, you know, how much I know is, you know, time is put into by these companies to just creating these next level lighting experiences that just take these events to the next level. And I think it's so important that, you know, music consumers and music fans and people who go out to live events are just aware of all the great companies that, you know, are taking the time to just make that next level experience. And there's so many out there. You know, people who put in the, you know, in the time, the dedication to, you know, improving their rigging and to, you know, making each individual show stand out and, you know, really making the lighting and this creative stage design an element of that. And, you know, I've been working with 4Life Entertainment recently. Shout out Spencer Laveau, heading that team over at 4Life Entertainment out of Massachusetts. And I think their involvement with all these small to mid-tier size festivals, even some large-scale festivals, you know, is just really a testament, you know, to the creative, you know, production behind the team and, you know, how much different it is and really just the next level that it takes, you know, all these music events. And that's, you know, something I've been really interested in is collaborating with teams like this more, because I feel like, you know, people are just now starting to appreciate and really see the value that these companies bring. And a lot of times they're smaller companies, you know, they're not very large, they're smaller companies. Some are even really understaffed, you know, or do a lot of things, you know, DIY. And I just have an unreal appreciation for that. And, you know, a goal for mine in 2018 is to learn more and, you know, be exposed and to experience and collaborate more with teams who are doing creative stage design, you know, creative elements design, lighting design within live entertainment. I just think it is totally something that's cool. It really brings a smile to my face. I was watching the end of the show the other night at Avant-Gardner, and man, I was just smiling the whole way through. I could not believe how intricate and how, you know, well the lighting and the stage was just, you know, molded into the music, and how it was just, you know, this kind of ebb and flow thing of the music and the lighting going hand in hand with one another. It was an absolute beautiful experience. But, yeah, you know, I encourage you guys to research, you know, whatever city you're from, you know, research, you know, some of the people who are doing really good design and creative production, you know, who are teaming up with music venues and event curators and promoters to help put on, you know, these next level experiences. Because I think that you'll find, as soon as you really start to look into the work of them, you'll start to be exposed, you know, to other really good music scenes and other really good event producers. So yeah, guys, that's what I'm encouraging you to do today. But those are my thoughts. Today is Tuesday, April 3rd, 2018, coming at you from Anchor.fm. Follow me on Twitter, at Jackal Jive. I'm on YouTube as well. I just uploaded a bunch of great videos from some old, you know, festivals last year that I went to, from some shows. So really, it's cool. I've been just uploading the raw clips, and they came out a lot better than I thought, just, you know, straight from my Google Pixel. So you can go check them out on my YouTube page. You just got to type in Jackal Jive. I haven't got the custom backslash yet, but that will be coming. I hope to connect you guys here on Anchor. As always, send me a voice message here on Anchor if you, you know, would like to be on the podcast or have an idea you would like to me to touch upon, and I would love to stay in touch with you guys. So here on this Tuesday, Jackal Jive out. Stay safe, everyone. Peace.